Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few. Those words came from a young man who was about to go into hand-to-hand combat with a mortal enemy. His name was Jonathan. He was the son of King Saul, the first king that Israel ever had. But was this youthful presumption or arrogant boasting? Or was Jonathan stating an axiomatic truth, just as certain in the world of jets and computers as it was in the days of swords and spears? Now, Jonathan was a youth, but not without some experience. He had seen firsthand what had happened when the Spirit of God came on his father in battle. He had been involved in combat with the enemy when the odds were hopelessly against them, but God still gave them the victory. Jonathan and his armor-bearer were ready to take on a Philistine detachment, and he said, "Yes, let's go across to those heathen. Perhaps the Lord will do a miracle for us, for it makes no difference to him how many enemy troops there are." Jonathan was right. The two of them killed 23 of the enemy in a defeat that had been orchestrated by God. When you stop to analyze the way God works, he often does things in such a way that he impresses upon us, he makes us know that it was totally he who gave the victory, and he didn't want to share it with anybody. Take, for example, the time when Gideon and 32,000 soldiers faced the Midianites. God said, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into your hands." So Gideon sent home all the ones who were the least bit afraid. So that left 10,000. "Still too many," says God, and they pared down the army to a minimal 300 men. What can a measly 300 men do in a battle against thousands? Not much. But God can give the victory, whether by many or by few. Another example is David, one youth who also knew the truth that Jonathan, his friend, voiced. Who can hinder the Lord from saving, whether it be by many or by few? David was just one kid against a giant whose name was Goliath, but God gave him the victory. Students of history will tell you that on far more than one occasion, the tide of battle was turned by nature one way or the other. Consider the winter which defeated Napoleon at Moscow's gate, the winds that blew the Spanish Armada on the rocks, the fog that allowed the evacuation of Dunkirk. "Just happened," says the skeptic. "Sure, about like an explosion in a print shop producing a world history book." Here's the bottom line for today's brief commentary. God hasn't changed the way he operates. He doesn't need or even want equal odds. He just wants to prove and to show he is God, that he can bring deliverance whether by many or by few. Do you know why I've brought this program to you? That verse speaks to my heart. There are times when our backs are to the wall at Guidelines, and there are some needs confronting us, and we're not quite sure how God's going to bring it together. And I always want to figure out a way to help God do it. And then I realize he doesn't need my help or advice. God is God, and he's been in this business of proving his strength for hundreds of years. That's when I have to step back and begin to watch. And many times I've been able to look back and say, "Wow, I never thought about that." But God did. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving in your life, friend, whether by many or by few. It applies to your family, your business, your country, your education. When we get out of the way, it's amazing what God does.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.